spoken about many times before, and I want to repeat it again. It's very, very important to always have a tendency, you know, to feel, you know, qualified when we make a contact. And this is really had to do with a particular chemistry. I mean, you feel, you know, wonderfully well, and you're very open, and your chemistry is a little hungry. And somebody comes, and they can make, you know, really a very strong impression. But then a week goes by, or a month goes by, and our chemistry changes, and we really project on the situation or on the other person a lot that they don't communicate with me. And in our life, we have to really have certain situations which we accept the responsibility for as constant, that we can say, oh, this is a person I know for so many months or so many years, and you really have to take the responsibility for the flow, for the trade exchange. Okay? Just take your hands from your feet. And so that you can use that situation. Come sit up front, any of you in the back, if you can sit on the floor. Yeah? That you take the responsibility, there's one or two people in your life where when you don't feel an openness, you don't feel a flow, you really don't feel a nourishment taking place, that you stop. You know, and really take in yourself the responsibility of it being you. Because we have such a tendency in life to always project on people, you know, their clothes, this one, something, the whole world is rejecting you. And it's not really true. If you feel that you can't find a wife, a husband, a friend, or a child, or somebody, then you have to begin to know that you are closed. And particularly in your spiritual life, I mean, this is one of the main reasons for studying, that you have to see every day when you sit down and you really can't open, that this has nothing to do with anything except you. You are closed. And so that everything else that you touch becomes a reflection of that condition, that you are closed, you can't open, and then you really work every situation to use that consciousness, you know, to reflect you. And so you try again and again and again when you're talking with somebody to see whether it's you or whether it really is this other person who can be facilitated. You know? That you really begin to understand consciously in a relationship in every single day that you can project on the world. The world isn't this way. You know? That it really is you, that you are this kind of a person. And Lisa and I just went to the hospital to see a friend who studied with us, and he doesn't come very often, this man who was going to die. I mean, he really had this thing all set up, he's talking about programming a life, that he really was prepared to die. And I got a hold of him at a pregnant moment, and it really worked for him. So he came for a few weeks, and then he pulled away. And I had a very strong feeling the other day, something was wrong with him, and I happened to know where to reach him, and I called. And the secretary said he's part of the hospital in 2 hours. I called him to the hospital. I think he was going to shock the Jesus out of him. This was really good. Of course, it had more effect than the anesthetic. But how rare it is that the opportunity arrives that somebody's going to break the door down when you're ready to stick your head in the oven. You can't go through life expecting that. And our condition inside, our consciousness inside ourselves, is really the reflection of when to reach for need, when to reach for help. And for all of you, you know, your spiritual life really should be, you know, the duality that you live in, you and your spiritual life. Your spiritual life should be a constant, regardless of whether it's raining or snowing or sleeting or hot or cold. You should be able to come inside and feel the opening and the flow of this force, which doesn't have to do with you. It only has to do with your willingness to open to God, to higher creative energy. And we always get confused in ourselves, you know, because we want it, we want this force to break through to us. And it doesn't work that way. Occasionally it will come through, but most of the time it has to do with our intelligence and sitting down and opening to allow it. All you have to do is knock, and it says in the Bible, knock and the door will open. And you can't expect, you know, God to come just like a royal mountain and break the door down and save you. You have to make the simple effort of opening to this force, of taking a breath and expecting you want that way. And just by opening, the energy flowing in will raise you out of your situation. And all the time, and people get desperate and they express themselves, what do I do and how does it work? And, you know, well, it's not to do with me, and it hasn't even to do with them. It has to do with the simple thing of breathing. This is the whole effort of pranayama and yoga. It's based on being able to take a deep breath and consciously expand the inside, so all of the work, all of the muscle structure that you've created, all of the creative inner mechanism that you put into effect can function. It's no different than buying a car and taking care of your car and then forgetting to put fuel in it. It will not operate. What you need to operate your spiritual system is more than anything else, your mind consciously allowing you to remember so that you can take a breath and have this energy open and then stop the mechanism running in you. It's as simple as that. And forever there becomes this thing in us that wants this dependency that somebody should come and shake him, you know, or prove to me that, you know, they love me enough so that I can work. And if I knew who you were all the time, I would come and love you and I'd come and hit you over the head and tickle with you and all this kind of stuff. But it really isn't a mature thing. The maturity is that you have coming here a few times within yourself the mechanism for your own life, for your own expansion. And you express that by breathing, taking in the force, and really feeling these muscles expanding in you so you become strong earth. These muscles stretch, you can take in more energy in the atmosphere, I can give you my energy, Greg, Sue, and whoever else is speaking. And you drink in and express your wish to live by taking more. You really drink it in, you feel it inside, you feel it in your heart, expanding, you know, and this expansion is really the manifestation of your wish to grow. This is truly the whole thing, because this energy then will flow in you, it will really come through your sex organs, your rotate, through the energy of your spine, and you're creating in you a higher consciousness, because you're getting greater force that's working for you. It's no different than staring at a tree and watching it wither, because you have the brain to get a glass of water and pour the water onto the soil. Well, your condition is based also on a lack of nourishment. And it's only the lack of your conscious will and your conscious breathing and opening to receive that has to do with your being in one state instead of a higher state. And continually, this is expressed in a lethargic, you know, this tremendously lethargic condition of crying and complaining and kicking and bitching and projecting negativity on everything else. And all it requires is you're sitting down and making your effort. But you really want to be something else and you really want an expansion and your own simple effort can take care of it. But it's like being tied in chains when you feel somebody doesn't love you or somebody has rejected you or the fact that come down on a full rest. And it's nothing to do with anything real. It has to do with you're accepting this external thing, you know, as a manifestation, you know, of energy going out instead of taking it and using it as something to transcend. So you have to remember that. I mean, everything that you get here, anything that you get anywhere is ineffective unless you see yourself consciously. So you have to bring energy to any situation to transcend it. It's really your particular situation. So if you come here tortured and tormented, you know, fine, you can put a band-aid on your nose. But that has to do with your inner condition, and you are here strictly for that reason. So try, when you come a little earlier, to open and keep feeling these chakras open. It's not the easiest thing is to open the heart. You know, you really take a breath and you just feel and feel and feel and feel and feel the thing slowly opening and expanding and expanding and expanding and expanding. And you feel the heart really coming up. And then you bring the energy down. Because any energy coming down from the brain down to the sex organ, you have to have it descending force. So if you feel a lot of energy in your heart, you open the chakra below it and below and below it. So you come to the sex organs, and then you open from the spinal column up. In other words, you bring your attention below the descending force and above an ascending force. So from the spinal column that's ascending, and you bring your attention above. From the tip of the spine, you bring it to the middle of the back, and you have to rotate or you know, move your shoulders back, you get the tension out of an area, you know, which is above anything from the spine, and you breathe and open anything below the brain, so that you are bringing force down and then up. Does anyone have any question about our work right now, about anything at all? Yes.
Wednesday and Thursday, before the Thursday class, my Thursday, I felt like my water is bothering me, so I'll open up.
Mm-hmm.
I was like very happy to let you know I don't know.
Yeah.
And that Thursday, we had Hilda and the walk here. And I got into a very deep meditation, and I felt like my spirit was
back here. Yeah.
And I didn't suddenly I found myself saying what's going on.
No, it's not stuck there because the energy goes down and it comes to the top of the head and it stays here, building this mound. It really is the fruit of the spiritual tree is here. And when that ripens, then that secretes into the brain and it's like the yin and yang, then it's these versions of the process. So then this comes down into the brain, then it comes the other way around. Understand? So it will build here, you feel tensions building here and here. Yeah? And this is just the tensions of muscles opening and coming to life. This is a very good thing for you.
What happens, like I was a little frightened after that.
Well, people are afraid of everything. That's strange. Everything is strange that you don't understand. You know, you become frightened about it. But there's nothing. Excuse me?
I'm sorry, I went there. Did you be conscious of the sounding that I was completely blacked out?
Well, you don't have to be. The less conscious you are, the better it is. I mean, you don't have to be aware of all these things going on. You just do your work and feel the flow coming down and up. I mean, it's being nourished. I mean, if you kept staring at a plant that was trying to grow, you know, if you loved it, it would grow well. But if you keep staring at it, this thing will just, you know, it's just nothing can take that kind of attention. Now, either you're nourishing something, you know, or you leave it alone. But you have to really learn to surrender, because if you surrender, the energy knows where to go. It has a consciousness. Higher energy has its own consciousness. And so if something is happening that you're not aware of, you just surrender it. But if you think about it, then you bring intention and it stops the process. Does anyone else have a question? See, one of the greatest secrets of mysticism, you know, and it's, I don't know if any of you ever heard of it, they call it the law of attraction, you know, and it's expressed so many ways. But what is the law of attraction? It's very simple. What you have inside is what magnetizes things in your life. And, you know, in another simple way, they say money goes to money. But spirituality goes to spirituality, because spirituality attracts spirituality. And you have to understand that you are what you attract in every sense. You attract situations because this is something from inside you drawing. And when you don't like it, then fine, then you change. Then you really change. You say, fine, I don't want to attract that. So you stop going to bars, you stop smoking as much, you stop drinking as much, stop wasting your energy. And all of these things will allow your energy to rise. Your energy rises. Your patterns can change. Until your energy changes, how can your patterns change? And today I had the very wonderful honor of being asked to be the host for this 14-year-old Indian saint, the Maharaji, you know, who's going to come here, who's on the West Coast. I don't need that. I mean, I, you know, very simply wish him well and all of this kind of stuff, and I'll go and pay my respects to him. But I don't have to be the host for everyone who comes to America or comes to New York. It's not my thing. I mean, I am here to give you energy, not to become a showman. And if I start being the host for this one and the host for that, then I'll end up being the host for everybody. When we get some people who do acquire the number and they can come, fine. But to bring in hordes and hordes of people who want to see somebody because he's very young and you're teaching when he was 6 or 8 years old, it'll bring in a lot of spectacular kinds of people looking for spectacular things. But growth is a continual thing. Every day I grow a little more. I expand a little more, I can extend a little more. But the kind of intensive shock that we want, you know, this is not a thing which we can sustain. Anything to live, you know, has to have a root system to support it. And something which shoots up overnight falls out of space the next morning, because the nourishment to make it go up has to keep going up there to sustain it. And occasionally there are people who grow spectacularly and manage to retain it, but it's very rare. And the other thing is usually the thing of a meteor kind of a thing, like the Maharishi coming or somebody else coming like that. They have it within them that which can sustain. And it doesn't always mean that their work is not good. It means that they have been ill-advised, you know, or badly handled. And you have to understand that in yourself. The responsibility of sustaining growth is as important, you know, as that growth. And if you don't sustain it, then you lose, and there's nothing worse in the world to be anticlimactic. Better to grow a little bit every day and be free of everything that you touch than to shoot up and then, you know, come down. And, you know, it's a sensational way of doing it. You know, you're shooting in the air, then you're shooting down, you're shooting up again. It really doesn't have to do with reason, it has to do with gain. And growth should be transcending every day. And if you do this, then everyone around you, you know, you can really support and carry. So that if your mother and your father or your friends or people that you love, you really can carry them, because you're in no way shocking them, you're in no way threatening them. Yeah? But to join anything and then 6 weeks later, what were they? I realize. You make yourself, you know, firstly it's not true, but it's impossible. But you also don't have to reject everyone, because everyone's going to tell you that you're nuts. And you have to protect yourself. Yeah? And these are the things that you see so often, so that people go into something and they reject everybody and everything. Rejection has to do with God. You know? Walking around in the street saving people, whereas you have no love of the race and the religion and the family and the friends that you come from. It's not rational. And the thing on earth as it is in heaven is true. Whatever goes up slowly has a better chance of staying there. That is going up to the foundation, it's going up with complete development. And you have to, in your own work, watch that. You can't have a spectacular class today and be miserable tomorrow. If you're miserable tomorrow, it means you have lost whatever gain you made in being spectacular today. You have to fight very deeply to not have the pendulum go all the way to the right and then go shooting all the way to the left again. That if it goes tremendously to the right, then it means you work your gut back. You stay up all night if you have to, so you have a great experience absorbing the content of that experience. That's the time to not sleep. You digest, you stay with it as much as possible. Because anything which has, you know, truth, anything which has realization, has in it a content like anything in a bottle of milk or anything that's inside the skin of a coconut or a tomato. And the sooner you eat it, the sooner you digest it, the more truth and more nourishment you'll have. So you have a great class, you leave here quietly, you sit with it, you digest it, you feel it being absorbed into your system. But if you have a great class and you start yak, 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 and you go out and you make a lot of noise, you set walls between yourself and this energy. And the way of expressing any kind of growth is by being quiet and assimilating quietly and digesting quietly and growing into it. Instead of putting up walls, telling everyone how great and how remarkable and how this and how that. I mean, I could give you the same lot of stuff that everyone else gives you about God talking to me and this and that. You know, it sounds stupid, you know? I mean, I've heard it from so many other people. I never want to go talking about it very much in my own life. I've had all those experiences too, but who wants to hear about experiences? If you really have to do with growing, then the only thing that counts is whether that cow is giving you milk. Not how long the cow is going to last, and not when the cow is up with God, but you should have to take nourishment and growth. And these kids have been reading me a list of things that Maharaj explained to you, and where he comes from, and what God has given him, and all of that. Well, it doesn't matter the pedigree of an animal, it only matters how much that animal nourishes you. And if you want to fall in love with the pedigree, you know, then you're falling in love with external things. But if you really have any sense of realization for the moment, then you take nourishment that is given. Anyone can blow your mind telling you what they are, you know? But it really takes somebody making you into something more, you know, which has to do with something which is meaningful. And you have to always realize that if you don't buy someone's papers, you know, unless you really want them to see the studs for your cow or your dog or your something else. The other thing on a human level only has to do with the quality which is given you and which is accountable to your will. Degrees are wonderful after the fact, But the fact at the moment is to grow, and we want to grow. And I'm perfectly willing to see this Swami Maharaja when he comes. I'm perfectly willing to be open to him. But I don't want to bring him here and destroy your content, for an effect of my becoming better known. If he has that to give, fine, I'll sit back one day and bring him down, and we can all pay our respects to him, because content is to be shared as it exists. But please try to be rational and simple in your own life, with anyone that you, if they give you inside a piece of bread and a glass of water or some milk, this is wonderful, and that's valuable and really meaningful, but it has to produce in you the ability to expand within yourself. And even the words and the talking that I tell, or share with you has no meaning if you can't take the juice from it inside, if you can't digest the energy behind the words. The words themselves are nothing. They are the outer manifestation. The inner manifestation is the nourishment that you feel in yourself while I talk to you. If the words blow your mind, then you're a fool. But if you can eat out of each word, even the content, then you learn how to live spiritually. Spirituality is not getting caught on manifestation, but it's learning to eat the content and receive the inner nourishment that's given. So you draw and take into you the words, not in your mind, but you take them inside like vitamins. Feel your muscles open, and you nourish, and the muscles expand, and you feel the energy gathering at the base of your spine and going up. Then you have gathered a harvest, for what's given. But if you walk out and you repeat word for word everything I say, then you're a jackass. Because then you prove that you have a fine system in your head and you have no capacity to take anything that you do there. If you remember nothing, but you feel filled inside, then when you need to know anything that I said, it will come up for you. But if you just hear it in your head, you'll never, ever have reached the deeper part of what spirituality has to do with. Spirituality has to do with spirit. Words have to do with intellect. And you have to receive everything inside as nourishment, as love, and certainly as truth. So please close your eyes now and try to do your exercise and absorb whatever you receive in the class and try to be open for whatever God can give you, whatever anything of a higher nature can be. Close your eyes now.